Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A very interesting development, kind of a sad development. Mary Trump. Mary Trump is the niece of Donald Trump. She is his older brother's daughter. She has a PhD in psychology. She wrote a book about the family that sold just under a million copies in one day. You know how difficult that is? She has now alleged that Donald Trump, in her litigation against them, Robert, his living brother, and Mary Ann, his sister, who was a federal judge, retired, quote, skimmed tens of millions of dollars out of the estate and cheated her out of her inheritance. They got together and they lied to her, all of them, and said that the assets were worth very little, gave her a pittance, and now they're claiming that somehow this is barred by the statute of limitations because they cheated her a long time ago. The law on the statute of limitations is that it can be told, T-O-L-L-E-D, means suspended, means held up, if you defrauded somebody into not knowing what you'd done. They didn't know it. She didn't know it. How cold is that? These people all have money, cheat their niece out of tens of millions of dollars. That's very cold. The whole family apparently is that way. Go to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
I looked up sybarite. It's a person who is self-indulgent in their fondness for sensuous luxury. That sounds like Republican Party these days, especially Trump. And it's the haves and the have-nots. And it's really disgusting. And yes, the Republican Party is, I'm afraid, dead. It is not the Republican Party of my father and my father's fathers and on and on. It used to be the party of Lincoln, which is, scares me quite a bit because, you know, our country is still in big trouble. I mean, we're dealing with this COVID pandemic. They're fighting over the stimulus bills. My sister is over 5 months behind rent. This is how bad it is. I mean, it's bad. And to be afraid to be evicted and to put out, I mean, that justice in Texas, I don't know what we can do to get these. It just seems like they're coming out of the woodwork, the Trump appointees for justice. Now they're finally locking step. I don't know. Law and order, what's that? I mean, this whole pandemic is Trump's fault, and I blame him completely. And still, they did not even respect at CPAC the people who put the event on asked people to wear their mask. It's a private event and they're private owners and they're so like, you know, states' rights and you know, privatized and, you know, and their rights. But then, you know, they go in there and they disrespect anything and everything. I don't know what's happened. I really don't. But you do explain it well. You very much do, especially with the Prince of Saudi Arabia. I was wondering why Biden didn't do what he did, and you explained it to me, and I really appreciate that. There is so much to this diplomacy and everything else. Oh, my goodness. It takes a strong person, and I thank you, Matt, for all that you do to educate us. You have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Betsy. I really appreciate that, and you're right about so many things. The Republican Party is dead. It can't, you know, you're not going to have Dwight Eisenhower anymore. And the second thing is Trump is responsible for the pandemic, not because of the initial infection, but right away. He said it was a fake. He said it was a hoax. He said it would go away. He made fun of masks. If he had done what Biden's doing, did social distancing, shut down masks, sent experts to Wuhan, China, like Obama and Biden did in Africa for SARS, it could have at least been contained. They've estimated that something like 40% of the deaths were unnecessary, and that's about 200,000 people didn't have to die. Did not have to die. Betsy, thanks a lot for calling in. Abdul of Monona, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Abdul?
Yes. A few weeks back, I listened to the show, and you talk about why we need to bomb Iran, kind of like John McCain. And now we're bombing Syria. So as one comedian once said, you suck.
Okay, are you calling from Moscow or from Republican headquarters? Okay, he apparently hung up. So, okay. In any event, nobody in their right mind is advocating that it's a good thing to bomb anything. But in Syria, what occurred was there were missiles launched that killed an American-related contractor, five other people, and a statement had to be made. A statement had to be made. And with Iran, nobody is advocating bombing Iran. The idea is get them back to the negotiating table. We do not want to have to get into military conflict. And Iran right now will not come back to the table and sit down with the United States. They continue to develop uranium. And so you are in the United States. You're protected by our laws. If you were in one of these countries and you said anything that the authorities didn't like, they'd put you in prison. That's the sad reality. So anyway, America is free, and thank God, and we're going to keep it free. So anyway, back to Mary Trump. Back to Mary Trump. Mary Trump cheated out of tens of millions of dollars. Now these people will have to give, they're going to have to give depositions, and they're going to have to account for it, and they're going to have to unravel their fraud to Mary Trump. It's as simple as that. One absolutely strange proposal, I'd never heard this before, the Nevada governor, the governor of Nevada, believe it or not, has proposed giving technology firms the power to govern. I'm not kidding. Facebook, Twitter, the power to govern. What do I mean by that? He said if they buy up a certain number of acres in his state, he is advocating that they can be the government for that. You could call it a county. In other words, they can set zoning. They can take care of resolving any disputes and be the local government. They can be the local government. That is a terrible idea. That is a terrible idea. It's an unconstitutional idea. It's an unconstitutional idea. You cannot delegate governance. You can't delegate governance to a private company. Walker did it with Foxconn. Walker confiscated in the name of the state to benefit Foxconn and the Mount Pleasant people, people's homes. They knocked on the door and they said, we're going to give you assessed value. Give us the keys to your home. And they said, no, kids like school. I like my neighbors. Too bad. Get out of here. It was not for a superhighway. It was for a Chinese company. And a Chinese company that hasn't manufactured anything and keeps sticking its hand out wanting subsidies. People have already burned $1 billion, burned $1 billion, roughly to roads, acquire houses, prepare the site, and they get squat as a result. And this company wants what? More tax subsidies? I don't think so. They're not getting them. And the same with Nevada. They ain't getting it. Facebook is not running the county. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz, Busted Pencils on Tuesdays. On Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Signing off for today, Matt Flynn Direct. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. A werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.